This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The death toll continues to rise after the devastating earthquake in Morocco, with 2,012 people dead and 2,059 injured. The earthquake toppled buildings in mountainous villages and ancient cities not built to withstand such force. Rescuers struggled Saturday to get through boulder-strewn roads to remote areas hit hardest. State television showed people clustered in the streets of Marrakesh late at night, afraid to go back inside buildings that might still be unstable. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul was in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and discussed sanctions against Russia. McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes on and makes recommendation for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul did his discussions Saturday with Zelensky. McCall said sanctions against Russia, and specifically President Vladimir Putin, will ultimately weaken him within Russia.
The long-term negative consequences of all of the foreign investment that they've lost, of all of the talented people they've lost because of sanctions, that will be good for not just Ukraine, but I think for all of Europe and the world.
Residents and authorities in a town in Somalia say an airstrike has caused several casualties that include children, while three members of an al-Qaeda-linked extremist group were killed. The U.S. military says, quote, unfortunately, civilians were injured and killed in the vicinity of a military operation by Somali forces on Wednesday. The U.S. says it evacuated injured civilians at the Somali government's request, but says American forces had not conducted airstrikes or had been at the scene of the operation. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched through the Serbian capital on Saturday in a colorful protest to draw attention to the need to improve LGBTQ plus rights in the Balkan country. Under the slogan, "We are not even close," marchers walked through the city with their route taking them by Serbian government buildings and the country's parliament.
I'm heartbroken that that is the case, and that I hope that opinions, you know, change for the better and the positive for the Serbian LGBTQIA community, and that we just all can embrace and support, you know, equity and inclusion.
Homosexuality is legal in Serbia, but same-sex marriages are not allowed, and activists say the LGBTQ plus community face hostility and discrimination. Tens of thousands of Israelis protested in cities across the country on Saturday ahead of a key decision by the Supreme Court over legislation which passed and stripped the court of some of its oversight powers.
This is the 36th week in a row that we're demonstrating against Netanyahu's attempt to make a coup in Israel and make it a dictatorship.
Earlier this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's far-right coalition presented plans to strip the court of much of its powers with a package of legislation, but due to overwhelming public pressure, passed only one part of the plan. Proponents say the judicial overhaul plans would restore balance to the branches of authority, but critics say it removes vital checks on government powers. The White House is hailing this year's G20 summit as a success, saying the final communique contains, quote, consequential paragraphs on the war in Ukraine. Even though China and Russia's leaders skipped the gathering in India's capital, American officials say members managed to reach consensus on a range of issues. VOA's Anita Powell reports from New Delhi.
Unity was what G20 leaders sought at this year's summit, and it's what they say they got, with language that called for a comprehensive, just, and durable peace in Ukraine, but that stopped short of naming Russia as the aggressor. The group also agreed that the use of nuclear weapons is inadmissible. Professor John Curtin heads the G20 research group at the University of Toronto and spoke to VOA from the sidelines of the summit.
By removing the words Russia and the word aggression, they gave Mr. Putin a face-saving gesture, and we'll now wait and see if he then reciprocates by doing what all G20 members except him agree to, and that's getting out of all of Ukraine.
Anita Powell, VOA News, New Delhi.
Most of West Maui will officially reopen to travelers next month under a new wildfire emergency proclamation signed by Hawaii's governor. Part of the island's western coastline has been closed to visitors since devastating wildfires killed 115 people last month. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.